96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
If we set a precedent in which a dictator in another country can disrupt a company's distribution chain or its products, that's a problem.
That was President Obama last week talking about Sony Pictures canceling the release of the movie The Interview. Many theaters refused to show the comedy about an assassination plot against North Korean leader Kim Jong-un because of threats of terrorist attacks. An attorney for Sony said the company had no choice because theaters refused to show the film. So what does this mean for the entertainment industry? Has it gone too far? Should some issues be considered off limits? Well, my guests tonight are going to talk about that. Harvard University political science professor Dr. Michael Fauntroy is on the line. Also, entertainment lawyer Mariko Edwards also joining the conversation. And we're going to ask you tonight, if The Interview becomes available for viewing wherever it becomes available, will you see it? Sony may make it available on its streaming circus service, Crackle. Well, the lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Dr. Fauntroy and Mr. Edwards, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Gents, can you hear me?
Likewise, thank you.
Okay, and both of you, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so let's take this right off the top. I'll start with the entertainment attorney. Did Hollywood go too far in producing this movie, The Interview, about the assassination of another country's leader?
Actually, no. Sony did not go too far. Again, as we, I'm sure you've heard in the media, from a constitutional free speech perspective, we are a country that, we have Saturday Night Live, we have other news outlets and media outlets that poke fun of not only our own country but also others, and so from a legal standpoint, and even from a capitalist standpoint, the opportunity to make money, which is what it's all about. Sony did not go too far. It was just a satire. And so from that perspective, no, I do not think Sony went too far to make this movie, despite the political climate between, the United States and Korea. No, I don't think they went too far.
But Mr. Edwards, you said it's just a satire. I know it's just a satire, but certainly It is a comedy, a satire about an unstable leader from a country that is historically unstable. And so therefore, no one could have possibly imagined that something like this could happen. And do you think that there was not enough foresight by Sony Pictures and the producers of this film that perhaps Kim Jong-un was not to be trifled with? Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, I can't hear.
Oh, okay.
Let me pick up on that.
Please do. Go right ahead, Professor Fauntroy.
I think the North Korean regime, such as it is, in some respects has been remarkably stable. There have been only three people leading the country in the last 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, though, it is clear that Kim Jong-un and his father have done things that seem to be done to be sort of out of peak. You may recall just a few years ago, they launched a missile into the Sea of Japan in response to some Japanese military maneuvering. So, that kind of stuff goes on there. But I don't think that's enough of a reason to not pursue the commercial ends that you want as a movie company. I can't imagine why any movie company in the United States would have, at least at the forefront, how other countries will respond to decide whether or not to pursue a project.
Well, because, you know, one of the things that I begin to think about as this issue developed was that we have seen a huge franchise, the James Bond franchise, 007, that has been around since the early 60s during the height of the Cold War.
Absolutely.
And we've not seen anything quite like this. So why is that? You know, why are we seeing this now? Is this the modern political climate, or is this, do you think, just particular to the instability of North Korea? And what do you think Americans should think about this, Professor Fauntroy?
Well, I think some of this is, you know, I think your point is well taken with regard to James Bond movies. And there have been numerous movies that have trafficked in cultural, you know, and other kinds of stereotypes for commercial purposes. We all have seen movies that have shown sort of Arab terrorists. That's the villain of the day right now. It was mm-hmm. the Soviet Union back in the 80s and during the Cold War era. You know, and prior to that, it was the Nazi regime. So we've seen a lot of that over the years. I think the big issue this time, I think, has something to do with Sony's response.
Okay.
I think some of it has to do with Sony's response, in which they seem to cower so quickly that it, in my opinion, has created an environment in which now every movie theater, every movie company, will have to concern itself with its own internal information security to make sure that they're not vulnerable in this regard going forward.
Mm. Let me go to the phone lines because I'm interested in hearing what our listeners have to say about this. Has the entertainment industry gone too far? My question tonight, first and foremost to you, will be, if the movie becomes available, will you go to see it? Why or why not? Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Robert calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling. If the movie's available, Robert, will you go to see it?
No, I won't.
Why not?
Because I thought Sony was extremely responsible for doing something like this. This country, America, we respect, you know, freedom of speech. You know, anybody creative, you can do anything and call that art. Other countries do not respect that. When you make a film about murdering the leader of somebody's country,
mm-hmm.
okay, maybe in America it might be funny, but they don't think it's funny. They don't. That, you know, Sony is being sued by all these other entertainers because emails were leaked. Let Sony be sued. You know, if the theater operators had shown that movie, some North Korean sympathizer would have gone in there and shot up the people. Sony would have been liable for lawsuits also. When they got fair warning that, no, don't show this because we're going to blow you up. Sony, no, you got to be responsible with everything and realize that other countries don't respect what you do. And in the eyes of the free world, we look more and more like the ugly American.
I see. Okay, Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's go to Carlene. Carlene calling from Riverdale. Carlene, thanks for calling. Would you go to see the movie or not if it became available, whether in theaters or on a streaming service? Carlene, are you there? I think we lost Carlene. Let's go to Stephen calling from Largo. Stephen, thanks for calling. Yes or no to the movie?
Oh, no, I probably wouldn't see it.
Why not?
You know, I like Seth Rogen movies. Mm-hmm. I thought This Is the End was hilarious. I thought that was a hilarious movie. But you know, a couple of things. One, Sony is, it's not just the movie that North Korea or the Chinese or whoever did this hacking has them with. They have their whole emails, all of their emails. You know what I mean? They have a lot more than just this movie to hold over the company. So and the individuals who'll be making the decision on whether or not they want to put this movie out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I take their personal issues with putting it out there into account as well, possible whatever future issues that may come to them personally. I wouldn't watch it because I don't personally think we need to traffic in the cultural stereotypes that you guys were just talking about. Was in terms of like the angry Arab terrorist. terrorist, the bumbling Asian leader, or whomever else it may be, African dictator who's after some blood diamonds. It's not. Hollywood has been trafficking in these stereotypes for way too long, and I wish we had done something like this, or black folk had some sort of ally that could have done this to stop that Exodus movie or whatever else you want to
Stephen, I got to take a break. I appreciate your comment, and I'm going to put you down as a no. We'll be back in just a moment. Has Hollywood gone too far when it comes to making some of his movies? Did the interview overstep its bounds? We'll talk about it in just a bit. A little bit more. Lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment.
This Christmas, there's still time to find truly surprising.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the entertainment industry and whether or not it went a little too far with the movie that has been pulled from theaters, The Interview. Has the entertainment industry gone too far? Should some issues be considered off limits? My guest tonight is Harvard University political science professor Dr. Michael Fauntroy. Hopefully we'll be able to get our entertainment attorney back. We were having some technical issues with that. But we also want to ask you tonight, if The Interview becomes available, whether it's in theaters or on a streaming service, would you go to see it? Would you stream it? Would you watch the movie? And also, of course, do you think that the entertainment industry went too far with this movie? So, again, let me go back, Dr. Fauntroy, to this issue of freedom of speech. You know, one of the callers earlier said that, you know, other countries don't always allow the kind of freedoms that we have here in America. But certainly isn't that one of the things that is so unique about this country, that we can do these things, particularly as it relates to business, free speech, if it relates to art, free speech, painting, movies, the whole bit.
Yeah, you know, I want to pick up on that in two ways. First, to say that art always has the potential to be subversive and make people uncomfortable. In fact, in some of the ways, art has broken down many barriers around the world between people, whether it's music or fine art, for example. So we know that art has the potential to make people uncomfortable. And so you add that to the situation with the North Korean regime, a regime that is, in some respects, in need of some public attention to try to bring people to the table, to wriggle its way out of some of the various economic sanctions that are killing the national economy. That brings you to the second piece. You know, we're talking about Sony in the context of what's going on in Hollywood, but I think it's important for everybody to remember that Sony actually is a Japanese company, and there has been a significant rivalry between Japan and Korea, both North and South, over the course of history. And I would imagine also that some of this is about North Korean and Japanese relations, not necessarily or not just about North Korean and U.S. relations. And so there is a tremendous amount of international intrigue here. This has gone beyond just some of the controversial things that came out of the email transmissions that we all know about now, but has become something significantly larger.
Interesting. Mr. Edwards, we have you back.
Yeah, I'm back. Technical difficulty.
Hey, you know, these things happen, and I do appreciate you bringing yourself back to, you know, the conversation. From an entertainment attorney's point of view, you know, what do you believe has been lost by, you know, by all of this? How has this changed the entertainment industry, if at all? I'll let you do a short answer here because I've got to take a break in about 30 seconds, but quickly share your thoughts about that. Do we have him, Mr. Edwards? We're going to continue to work on Mr. Edwards. And while we do, I am going to take a break. So if you are on the phone, please do not hang up The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. More of this conversation in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141. W.